the product GDH Spas Charm and NN. Study of the nucleon spin structure in strong and electromagnetic interactions. And proposal for its extension will be presented by Yuri Uzikov.
Okay, thank you. Project contains includes experiments with polarized beams and targets with the aim to study spin dependence of hadronic reactions and spin structure of the nucleon. Geography of co-authors are presented on this slide, and list of co-authors on the next slide. 18 persons from Gerepov Laboratory of Nuclear Problems, one person from Fedorov Laboratory, and two experts from well-known involved experts from Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, Sergey Borisovich Gerasimov and Sabit Kamalov. Unfortunately, Sabit passed away just a month ago. He made a lot for MAIT system to analyze, to perform partial wave analysis for photoproduction processing. Project contains three directions: GDH and meson photoproduction. It means experiments with real photon beam, meson photoproduction on nucleons and nuclei, and Compton scattering on nucleons. The main goal is experimental verification of Gerasimov-Drell-Heron sum rule, investigation of helices structure of different reactions, channels, electromagnetic polarizabilities of hadrons, study of baryon spectra, searching for missing baryon resonances, exotic states, dibaryons, narrow nucleon resonances, and parity doublets, which can be related to restoration of chiral symmetry. Second direction, spas charm, spin asymmetry in charmonia production. In this case, experimental study at first step of single spin asymmetries in production of various light particles using a beam of negatively charged particles, pi minus, chi minus, antiprotons. And on the next study, spin-spin asymmetries and single spin asymmetries in reaction with polarized protons and antiprotons. The main ultimate goal of the project is to study gluon contribution to proton spin. In the third direction is the measurement of the difference of total spins, total cross sections for polarized neutron and deuterons, transversally and longitudinally, with the aim to search for contribution of three nucleon forces. Very limited experimental data exists so far for this reaction. The main object which contains all these directions, it is a frozen spin target. It was for the first time created in Gerepov Laboratory of Nuclear Physics by Boris Neganov in 1976, as it was mentioned, Chris Kate from Jefferson Lab at SPIN 2018. In detail, the first direction, GDH and meson photoproduction. Experiments are performed in mines at MAMI-C with target photons at energy up to 1,600 MeV, both circularly and linearly polarized. Detector setup contains crystal ball and tubs, providing almost 4P geometry for detecting of final particles, most suitable for detection of multi-photons final states. A blue cylinder is the direction of the beam, and interaction point is here. In reality, it looks like this. On the first plan, you see cryostat of the frozen spin target. Somewhere here is an interacting point. Dubna mines frozen spin target available at mines from 1000 to 10. It provides both longitudinal and transverse polarization for protons and neutrons. Main parameters are relaxation time about 2000 hours, and maximum polarization for protons at 2.5 tesla, 75 for neutrons. Experiments I performed to check Gerasimov-Drill-Hirn sum rules. The relation given here. This relation follows from most general properties of quantum field theory and relates the difference of longitudinally polarized cross section parallel or antiparallel for photon and proton integrated from threshold up to infinity with anomalous magnetic moment, mass, charge and spin of proton. Also for some nuclei the same relation can be derived. Very important to check it experimentally. In the region of 1, 2 GeV, this integral contains mainly contribution from baryon resonances and detailed information on resonances property and multipole transition amplitudes can be obtained from the investigation of helix structure of different channels. Pi node production, photo production, eta production, double pion production with excitation of resonances shown here, S11, proper resonance, PY1, and others. Besides, electromagnetic polarizabilities are measured. They are fundamental property of composite systems and display response of the system to external electric and magnetic field. If magnetic moment provides information about the ground state properties of the system, polarizability related to its excited states. And including the polarizabilities into Compton cross-section deviates it from that result which obtained for point-like Dirac particle. Ineffective Hamiltonian for Compton scattering can be presented as in powers of over the electromagnetic and electric strengths in their derivatives. And in the second order of this expansion appeared spin-independent polarizability, electric alpha and magnetic beta. In the third order appeared spin-dependent polarizabilities, gamma 4, E, gamma 1, E, and all magnetic, both in initial and final states, all mixed. Only some linear combination was measured up to now, two linear combinations were measured up to now of these parameters, but mine say will measure separately. In theory, these observables can be calculated, as it's shown in the paper Lenski, Pascaluzza, van der Hagen, up to next to leading order of chiral perturbation theory. If you take into account Born-Chom, one loop diagram with delta is a bar. Comparison between theory curves and experimental data obtained in mines for single spin asymmetry sigma 2x shows that existing data do not allow to distinguish between different values of the gamma included in these calculations. Therefore, it is important to increase accuracy of measurement to discriminate these numbers. Main results obtained in MITES, first measurements of beam asymmetry sigma 3 for Compton scattering, build of point photoproduction threshold, and determination of scalar polarizabilities of the proton. Differential cross-section of the photoproduction reaction for eta and eta prime have been performed from the threshold up to 200 GeV for in center of mass energy, and observed cusp behavior in this cross-section was explained using MAID system as contribution from the N star 18 and 95, one half minus resonance. So the most precise measurement was done for eta decay into 3 pi naught. This decay is forbidden by isospin, and therefore this measurement provides very sensitive test to the magnitude of the isospin breaking in QCD. In these curves, you can see comparison between measured sigma 3 and the result of theoretical calculation within chiral perturbative theory. Very good agreement obtained for energies 120-130 MeV. Confirmation of chiral perturbation theory. Publications with co-authors from Dubna are presented in this list. Kashevarov is the main first author in FizzRev letters. Besides this paper, six from FizzRev C, six from FizzLetters B, and one from European Physical Journal. Sparse charm One goal is to study spin effects in several reactions with different polarization, polarized beam or target or both inclusive, exclusive reaction and elastic scattering simultaneously. Motivation to study for study of asymmetry, spin, single spin asymmetries is shown in this picture. In contrast to prediction from perturbative quantum chromodynamics, the AWAD asymmetry is not zero and even large and almost does not depend on the energy. Therefore, it is important to study systematical, to perform systematical study of other spin, single spin asymmetries, not only for mesons, pi mesons, but also for heavy mesons. Determination of gluon contribution to the proton spin at large values of Bjorken variable. The main idea was suggested in proposal for Fermi Lab in 1991, but not realized into low intensity. The key argument is this mechanism of gluon fusion. If you have two longitudinally polarized protons in the initial state, you have inside two longitudinally polarized gluons. It is possible fusion of them if they are in the state with Z projection equal to. It's possible to produce a charmonium chi with the total spin G equal to. Other mechanisms are suppressed in this configuration. It's the reason why this mechanism can be used to extract gluon contribution from of the proton. Simultaneously, it has to be measured also contribution from chi C1 because it has spin 1 but very close in mass. It's a problem to separate it. Up to now, the gluon contribution for proton was found from RIG data using the jet measurements. About 20% this contribution is. But these results are model dependent. Sparse char measurement will give unique possibility to measure delta G directly. For further perspective, it's important to note that it is possible to study CP violation in neutral antiproton proton system with both polarized protons and antiprotons. It gives new perspective for studying CP violation, which is not possible for unpolarized particles. The similar project is realized at BES3 for polarized electron positron collision. Dubna polarized frozen spin target at Protvino has a maximum tight proton polarization about 90%, and relaxation time about 1,000 hours. Very good parameters for measurements. In this picture, you see how it does it look like in reality. This is frozen polarized target and holding magnet. Main results from sparse charm related to single spin asymmetries, which were collected in run performed in 2018. Analysis now started. Publications, list publications given here, mainly contribution to conference proceeding. Sorry. The third direction, NN and 3NN interaction. Modern nuclear forces connected to QCD by chiral perturbation theory. And producing the same footing, two-body and three-body forces. Fundamental low energy constant cannot be calculated within theory. They have to be extracted from the experimental data. Some of them are shown here, D term and E term. If you determine one of them from one reaction, then can be applied to another reaction. This reaction presented here, either binding energy of tritium or elastic scattering and neutron deuteron, single pion production, or even reaction with neutrino. Asymmetries of polarized cross section, delta sigma L and delta sigma T for ND scattering, also provide a source for this low energy constant of the nuclear forces. How it determined? It is a difference between total cross-section with parallel polarization and anti-parallel. similar definition for transversal delta sigma t. Contribution of three-body, three-nucleon forces to sigma L was estimated by Vitola group and is about 5-10% as compared to pure nucleon-nucleon potential. Delta sigma L in ND scattering was measured in the United States at Tunnell University, but results was not decisive because errors of measurements were very high, rather high. Delta sigma T in ND scattering will be measured at Charles University Nuclear Center in Prague using the transmission method with polarized neutron beam. Similar measurement was performed yet for neutron proton scattering with polarization of neutron about minus 13%. Necessary modification, modernization is in progress in order to increase deuteron target polarization and to intensity of, and polarization of neutron beam. How it will be done? The reaction, thermonuclear reaction DT and helium-4 with polarized deuterons about 100-150 keV is used to produce a polarized neutron beam. To produce a polarized deuteron target, deuteron beam, at first step will be used channel of unpolarized deuteron through the magnetized nickel film, which contains polarized electrons. Then, using sonar method, it's possible to provide maximal transfer of electron polarization to deuterons in atomic beam. At the second step, these polarized deuterons interact with tritium, providing neutrons at 14 MeV, which will be also polarized with almost the same vector polarization like at certain conditions, like initial deuterons. What is necessary to measure? Of course, it's necessary to measure the vector polarization of deuteron. But now was preliminary what it was done with not high accuracy. But another way is to measure tensor polarization of deuteron. If you know it, then it allows to calculate vector polarization of electron and then to recalculate vector polarization of neutron, which we detect in the final states of these thermonuclear reactions. TZZ can be found by measurement of angular dependence of the differential cross-section of this thermonuclear reaction, because very simple relation between cross-section, TZZ, and scattering angle is given here. The results was obtained, TZZ is minus 0.12, and therefore vector polarization of neutron is also recalculated. It is an experimental setup in reality. Here in this ball barrel polarized, magnetized nickel film is related. Sonar magnets, and next box contains tritium target. Error is estimated about 7 millibar for delta sigma t. That is much less than effects of from three nuclear forces, which is estimated by 20 millibar for total difference 30 millibar. Therefore, three nuclear forces can be detected. Main results from the NN part. Was experimental setup has been developed to produce a beam of polarized deuterons and to measure tensor and vector polarizations of deuterons. Deuteron tensor polarization was measured using the thermonuclear reactions. Publications are given here. This work was supported in part by European Regional Development Fund. Number of projects is given here. Working plans for next 3 years. SPAS-CHARM experiments will be carried out using negative particles beams and Dubna polarized frozen target. Single spin asymmetries will be measured for inclusive reaction with spine production and also rho meson, omega, eta prime, F0, A0, F2. A possibility to measure polarization of hyperons and the tensor polarization of vector mesons will be investigated too. GDH, new frozen spin target will be commissioned for experiments in Bonn University using crystal ball ELSA facility. Large acceptance measurement of the beam spin asymmetry for deuteron disintegration, photodisintegration, will be studied in the region of famous dibaryon resonance detected, observed at Vasakhozy with mass 2380. Study of spectra of baryon resonance of measurements of spin absorbers in meson photo production. Experiment in the third direction will be continued on the stand and polarized neutron source will be parameters of the neutron polarized neutron source will be improved, and also measurement direct measurement of vector polarization of neutron will be provided by polarimetry measurement by scattering neutron from helium 4. This is, you can see geography where polarized frozen polarized target from Dubna is located. It's used in Gatchina first, Pratvino, then Prague, Mainz, Bonn. Financial request, no main parameters, about $300 kilo for 3 years. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for the presentation of the three projects. And now, questions? Christian, please.
For the NN project, it is expected that there is only 5% 3N interactions compared to 2N interactions. I am not sure how experimentally you can decompose NN interactions from 3N interactions. Can you tell us some more detail?
Experimentally, how to distinguish NN interaction from three body interactions? They can be separated by, in theory, by comparison of results for this asymmetry for total cross sections for longitudinally polarized parallel and antiparallel. We obtain one result if you have only two body forces. And if you calculate these three body contributions included, then we obtain another result. And the problem is not to separate them experimentally, but to perform precise measurement to compare it with this result of calculations. If if you'll be in agreement, therefore we know something about the three nucleon forces.
Okay, yes, please.
Where will be main experiment? In Rzesz, Yuri?
In
Rzesz, in Prague?
Ah, it will be in Prague, Charles University. So the technical university in Prague. Uh-huh. Not okay. Mm-hmm. Not Rzesz. Not Rzesz. Rzesz not mentioned.
Other questions from the committee? Okay. I don't see other questions. Okay, so thank you very much for this presentation. And now we have a scientific report. Yes, we are. And this scientific report will be on transverse momentum distribution of hadrons in the Thales non-extensive statistics by Alexander Parvan.
Thank you.
Just, please.
In heavy ion collisions and proton-proton reactions, the final state of reaction is creation a lot of hadrons of different species. The main quantities which are measured in such experiments are transverse momentum distributions of hadrons and rapidity distributions. The models which are used to describe the transverse momentum distributions of hadrons in heavy ion collisions and proton-proton reactions are some hydrodynamical models, blast wave model, and some statistical models like Thales distribution. It should be stressed that the transverse momentum distributions of hadrons at high energies are not described by the usual Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics, by the usual distribution functions Fermi-Dirac, Bose-Einstein, or Maxwell-Boltzmann. So this function doesn't work at high energies. And it was a surprise when the power law functions like Thales distributions, they describes. It was a surprise that they describe the transverse momentum distributions of hadrons at high energies. And for the charged hadron yields and for the identified hadrons. But in the proton-proton collisions. But in the heavy ion collisions, the phenomenological Thales distributions, which were introduced in this paper, but initially such functions were introduced in the papers many years ago, in the papers of Beck and Bediaga et al. So the phenomenological Thales distributions have some problems to describe the heavy ion collisions at high energies in the range of low PT momenta. but in the proton-proton collisions, these distributions describe the hadron spectra in the large range of PT. For example, for the charged hadron yields. The main aim of this study is to find the exact analytical results for the transverse momentum distributions in the Thales statistics. So a few words should be said about the formulation of the generalized statistical mechanics. The main step in the formulation of a generalized statistical mechanics is the following. So the main quantity is the fundamental thermodynamic potential, which is the energy, and all the thermodynamic quantities are defined from this thermodynamic potential and its variables of state. Statistical ensemble is found from the thermodynamical statistical ensemble by changing the variables of state and by changing the thermodynamic potential by the Legendre transform. The fluctuating quantities are calculated by the theory of probability. And the main unknown quantity in this formalism is the entropy, statistical entropy. Its definition is not unique. For example, it can be Boltzmann-Gibbs entropy, it can be Thales entropy, it can be Rényi entropy, and so on. There are a lot of many definitions of statistical entropy, and So in the statistical mechanics of our days, we have some uncertainty of its definition. And after that, when we define the entropy fluctuating quantities as statistical averages, after that the probabilities of microstates are found from the second law of thermodynamics, more concretely, from the mathematical point of view, we search the constraint local extrema of the thermodynamic potential of a given ensemble. And after that, the first law of thermodynamics and is derived from the probabilities of microstates and from the differential of the thermodynamic potential and the first law of thermodynamics, it is possible to find the relation between the thermodynamic derivatives and the expectation values of the thermodynamic quantities, of the fluctuating thermodynamic quantities, extensive and intensive. The Zahle statistics is defined by changing the statistical definition of entropy, generalizing the Boltzmann-Gibbs statistical definition of entropy to such a form. In the limit when this parameter Q tends to 1, it is obtained the Boltzmann-Gibbs definition of entropy. And depending on the definition of expectation values in the Zahle statistics, we have some different variants of the Zahle statistics. For the standard definition of the expectation value, we have the Zahle 1 statistics, but for the generalized expectation values, it is the Zahle 2 and Zahle 3 statistics. And it should be mentioned that expectation values of the Zahle 2 statistics are unnormalized because the definition of expectation values in Zahle 2 statistics is not consistent with the norm equation for the probabilities of microstates. Here are some concrete examples for the Zahle statistics, general example. For the isolated systems, for the isolated systems in the Zahle 1 and Zahle 2 statistics, the probability distribution is the same as in the Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics, but the entropy differs from the Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics. For the closed systems, which exchange the energy with the environment, in this case, the probability distributions of microstates for the Zahle statistics differ from the probability distribution of the Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics, and in Zahle statistics, the probability distributions are power law functions, but in the Boltzmann-Gibbs, we have a usual exponential function. In Zahle 1 statistics, the norm equation for the probability distribution is this equation, but in the Zahle 2 statistics, It is appears some norm function like a partition function. For open systems which are exchange the energy and matter with environment, the particles exchange with environment, for these systems the probability distributions also are have a power law form for the have a power law form, but in the Boltzmann-Gibbs statistics is an exponential function. Now we have obtained the analytical results for the transverse momentum distribution in the Zales 1 and Zales 2 statistics for two cases. In the ultra-relativistic case for the massless particles and for the massive particles. For the massless particles, in the Zales statistics, it is possible to obtain the closed analytical results. But only for the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics of particles. in the case of the massive particles, it is not possible to obtain the the simple analytical results. The result is represented in the form of integrals. For the Maxwell-Boltzmann statistics of particles and in the ultra-relativistic case, we have obtained this exact analytical formula for the transverse momentum distribution, and the result is possible to represent in the form of a series expansion, and the terms the terms with the n higher than n zero, they are divergent in the Zales statistics. For the q values, which are for the q values which used in high energy physics. But some terms from this series are finite and physical, and they are relevant to the experimental data. therefore we introduce upper cutoff for this sum and retain only the physical terms. If we take in this sum only the zero term, then and name it a zero term approximation, then we obtain this function for the Zales 2 statistics. And we have observed that this function exactly coincide with the phenomenological Zales distribution. So the well-known phenomenological Zales distribution corresponds to the Zales 2 statistics. For the Thales 1 normalized statistics. We have obtained also the analytical results for the transverse momentum distribution of hadrons in the ultra-relativistic case, and also in the zero-term approximation, we obtain a simple formula which is equivalent to the phenomenological Thales distribution under this transformation of the entropic parameter Q. It should be said some words about the cutoff parameter, how we introduced the upper cutoff in the summation. For example, in Thales 2 statistics, the partition function can be rewritten in such a form, and this phi function, the logarithm of phi function, has this form, and it is divergent and has a minima. But it is possible to find the cutoff. It is possible to use two different methods: to find the cutoff from the minima of this function, or to find the cutoff from the inflection point. In this case, you can see that the transverse momentum distribution is different if we find the cutoff from the minima and from the inflection point. This line is the exact Thales distribution, this line is a phenomenological Thales distribution, and Boltzmann-Gibbs. In the case, in the model A, in the case of the minima, the Thales distribution differs essentially from the phenomenological Thales distribution. But in the model B, it differs not so large. The same procedure can be applied for the Thales 1 statistics. Also we have two possibilities to find the cutoff from the minima and from the inflection point. Here are some results for numerical results for the Thales 1 statistics for the ultra-relativistic particles. They are compared with experimental data for the NR61 Shine collaboration, for ELIS, for proton-proton collisions, Phoenix, and also for ELIS at a high energy. The Thales distribution describes very well the identified hadrons, and here the values of the parameters of such a comparison. Solid points are the results of the fit by model B of Thales statistics, for the cutoff was found from the inflection point, and the open symbols are the results of the fit by the phenomenological Thales distribution. Here is the value of the radius of the system as a function of energy of collision in proton-proton reaction. And here is the value of the entropic parameter Q in the Thales 1 statistics. Now Let us show the results for the exact results for the transverse momentum distribution in the case of the massive particles. In this, for the massive particles, the transverse momentum distribution in the Tsalis 1 statistics has this form for Q less than